one, two.
Oh, man. Rattle.
Hour two kicking off. We got the audio problem fixed. If you missed the end of hour one, it was Ben Lee throwing a hissy fit. He took his mic and he was slinging it around because he was mad at me telling him to cut his mic off. And in the process of him taking his mic and walking it around, he hit a button that changes the stream. So if you lost audio on the website or the app, blame Ben Lee and his temper tantrum that he threw. Hour two headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course.
Thanks, John.
Right now.
He was just trying to get his mic out of the way.
And he cut the audio off for everyone else.
I know, but he meant well.
Oh, I know what's going on here.
Every team.
It's Thursday. I just realized it was Thursday. Okay. I see what's going on here.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Every team in the top 10 of the AP poll has at least two players on its roster that were ranked in the top 100 as prospects. This coming from Pat Murray, WBIR. Except Tennessee. Tennessee has zero.
And their closest are what? Pons and Burns. And Burns obviously doesn't play. And Pons is probably the lowest of the contributors. I mean, no offense to him, but like of the top six or seven, like he's probably six or seven.
And I think outside of Zion Williamson, I think most everybody in the country would prefer to have Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield.
No. Yes. You said everyone in the country or most people in the country?
Yeah.
I think people are still taking Barrett and Zion.
I said outside of Zion.
Oh, sorry. That was on me.
Well, I mean,
do
I guess.
Do you have a punishment for me missing your sentence?
No, I told you. Yours will come when you least expect it.
Okay.
Could be a year from now when you're right in the middle of a show you love.
Either way.
No, I was just saying outside of Zion, I think most every team, you think that's true? They look at Williams and Schofield and say, if we could have two guys off one team, that's it right there.
Does Michigan have?
I don't think so.
Does Michigan have a big duo or anything? I mean, I know they have to have good players to be undefeated.
Unless you take those twins from Nevada.
Well, the one twin's not as good as the other twin. But maybe.
Yeah.
I would say Grant and Admiral are probably right there, right behind Zion and Barrett. And some people might say they'd take Grant and Admiral over those two.
I know I would.
For college basketball. Obviously not projecting towards the NBA, which is where those two are, you know, Zion and RJ and Cam Reddish. They're projecting to be even greater 4 or 5 years from now, sure. But right now, I'd say, Cody, most people might even take Grant Admiral number one, excluding nobody.
I know I would, but I'm a little biased. The Georgia athletic director made security confiscate a Kentucky fan's Eddie Grand sign at a basketball game the other night. A Kentucky fan had a sign that said, Eddie Grand loves UK. UK was playing on the road at Georgia. Kentucky won that game 69-49. Their AD at Georgia, Greg McGarity, made security confiscate these people's sign that says, Eddie Grand loves UK.
What do we make of this?
At the game in Athens. I'd be mad.
Are you allowed to bring signs in?
Well, I don't know. I guess.
Are you allowed to bring signs in?
I guess if he confiscates it, there's probably a rule against it.
Like, I know Tennessee. See how hard that was to pull your mic back over? You could have just had it right in front of you. Just, we wouldn't have lost the stream.
Ben,
you would have had your mic ready to go. Okay.
Ben, I will say it does look a little
loose. I'm going to take
that
mic off the hinge. I'm going to take every time the show starts, I'm going to take your mic off. You won't have a mic anymore. You want to protest? I'll do like parents do.
It was a two-man show anyway, so.
I'll take your door off the hinge. That's what's going to happen here. You want to lock your door? I'll take your door off the damn hinge.
There's a megaphone in there, Ben. You can use that if you'd like.
Oh, you shut up.
I was going to say, you know, like, we bring in those giant heads and stuff. What's the difference between that and a sign?
Okay.
Every student section has stuff like that.
I think that they probably allow them. Like, my guess would be at Georgia, like, they allow it as long as they approve it, you know? But well, the AD probably reserves the right to, like, there's probably some rule that you can't have signs. So if he sees one he doesn't like.
Sure. I mean, I know Tennessee was confiscating signs for the Shiano stuff. I mean, if you remember the basketball game, there was a basketball game right after Shiano Sunday, right? It was, like, on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And people were taking signs in about firing Curry and things like that, and they were getting signs confiscated to the point where, like, they kicked you out. I had a friend who brought a sign in and then was hiding another one, and they caught him with that, and so eventually they just kicked him out. I was like, you can't have that in here. So I know there's a rule, I guess, in place for, at the very least, they have the prerogative to take your sign if they don't like it, I guess. Kind of weak of Georgia, but I guess it makes sense. Maybe they just don't want signs, period. I don't see many of them in basketball. Watching games, I don't see very many signs. I do see the fat heads in the student section. It's funnier, though, if we think that Georgia's just mad that they didn't get 80 grand and they don't want to be taunted about it.
I think you should let fans have signs and be able to express themselves. I don't see any problem with it. Except, you know, unless you get some jerk with a sign who and his seat's right in front of you. That would be kind of annoying. If you're the person behind him, you know?
Okay.
Betty White is trending today.
Oh, no.
As she turns 97. Happy birthday to the long, legendary, the long-living legendary that is Betty White.
Legend.
That is the long-living legend. That is Betty White.
There you go.
Congratulations, Betty, on 97. I hope you make it to 107.
If you're listening, which I'm sure you are.
One of the most beloved people in the world.
Why do we love her so much? Just because she's old?
Because she's sweet.
She's like America's grandma?
She's old, but she's sweet. Yeah, she's America's grandma. That's probably a good way to put it.
And even as she stayed old, she stayed, you know, she kept her sense of humor a little bit.
Yeah, and okay. I always think of her from The Golden Girls.
That's the only thing I think of her from.
Well, Hot in Cleveland.
I couldn't name one other thing Betty White's done.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Okay, maybe I would have known that eventually, but no. Maybe not. Golden Girls is it.
Well, that's probably kind of what built her persona as just the sweet lady.
Yeah.
Because that's what she was in Golden Girls. Just nice, pleasant.
She have an IMDb?
Seems happy.
She have an IMDb?
I don't know. I don't think she's on any dating apps at this point.
No. I meant like a list of her movies.
I'm sure she does, yeah.
She in a lot of movies?
Yeah, back in her younger days, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lake Placid. She was in Lake Placid. She was the grandma that was feeding the alligators, getting them big. You ever seen Lake Placid?
No.
You didn't really miss anything. It's just about a huge, was it crocodile, alligator? I don't know which one it was, but it was one of those.
She was
the crazy grandma that was feeding it, getting it so big. I do remember that. I know her from Golden Girls and Lake Placid.
Well, she's 97 today.
Well, happy birthday, Betty White.
Always got to throw that in headlines. Pretty sure last year when she turned 96, we had it in headlines.
Anytime she's trending, she goes into headlines.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Muhammad Ali's name is apparently going to go on an airport in his Kentucky hometown in Louisville. Muhammad Ali's Kentucky hometown will honor him by renaming the airport for him. The Louisville Regional Airport Authority's board voted Wednesday to change the name to Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport.
Huh.
Ali would have turned 77 Thursday. He died in 2016.
I wonder if this is in response to the Papa John's thing. Because I know after the Papa John's did the racial stuff, there was a movement to try to rename Papa John's Stadium to Muhammad Ali Stadium. Right? To change the football field to Muhammad Ali Stadium. And that didn't happen. So I wonder if this was like, well, we'll give you the airport. What about the airport? You settle for that? This is going to sound really weird. But I do have an airport story that's kind of relevant to get to next.
What happened?
I'll tell you next. That means go to break. Thursday night, go out to our favorite place, Hops and Hollers, and play some live team trivia. Captain Muchachos serving tacos for you. Stop by and see Hops and Hollers, North Central Street. All right, I promised you an airport story.
Yes, you did. I love a good airport story.
It's an airport sports story.
Okay.
How confident are you that this is going to be a good, relevant story?
I don't know.
Not much.
I don't know. I like a good airport story. Does it have to do with planes in the air?
Sort of.
Plane crashes.
No.
I give it a 6.
Out of 100?
Out of 10.
Okay.
Confidence level, 6.
What about out of 100?
6.
Well,
3 out of 50.
You've always told me about this Atlanta airport, right? Busiest airport in the world.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
You're a big fan of the Atlanta airport, at least knowing that it's busy.
I've never been there, but
you've
yes.
told me like 15 times that it's the busiest airport in the world.
I've heard that.
That's one of your facts that you try to bring to me. That's one of your go-to conversation pieces.
Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
If Cody needs an icebreaker at a party, he's going to talk about a couple things. One of them would be the Atlanta airport.
Hey, did you know?
Hey, that airport down in Atlanta, it's busy. Did you know? It's the busiest airport in the country, even the whole world.
Let's have a drink.
Well, you know what's in Atlanta this year, right?
The Super Bowl.
You know what's going on right now, right?
What's going on right now?
A government shutdown. And you know what's being hit hard in this government shutdown?
Airports
and airport security to the point where these people are.
I see where this is going.
You know, the airline people are having to show up. Security people, the TSA agents are having to show up and work without pay. To the point where.
Why would you show up?
Where was the story? See if you can find the story, Ben. There was a guy who was flying to China. That said he got through security with his gun.
Oh, I saw that yesterday.
And then got to China and was like, hey, guys, I just want you to know I got this gun. Don't hold me in prison, please.
I don't think China would be the place I would go with the gun.
I don't either.
They'll punish you by death.
I'd be like, that's one of the last places I would want to show up to with a gun.
Wasn't there some Canadian drug trafficker? Who was punished to death? There was a story about that earlier this week.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I feel like it was in China.
Okay. But anyways, the airports are getting hit pretty hard. And it's only going to get worse the longer this shutdown goes. So if this shutdown is still going by the time the Super Bowl week is here, Atlanta could be in for a real debacle.
You know, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that. And with these, you know, these terror groups, they like to pick out places that are going to have a lot of people at once and that are really busy. And that's a reason for concern.
Cam, you said the flight was from Atlanta, but it was to Japan, not China?
Yeah, Tokyo.
To Tokyo, Japan. Okay. That's on me. To our Asian population, our Asian fan base, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be insensitive and compare China to Japan. That was an honest mistake. Just want to get that out in the open. It was to Japan. He might. We've been tracking the baby shortage in Japan. His punishment for bringing a gun there might be he has to have babies there. He might have to stay and help reproduce the population.
Yeah.
That might be his punishment. But it was flying out of Atlanta. So already the security not very tight in Atlanta.
That's a cause for concern. Because the Super Bowl is a massive event. I don't know if you knew this, but it's like the biggest event that there is every year.
Oh, yeah. The one of the senators in Georgia has gone out talking about it.
So they're worried about terrorism, I assume?
Well, it's not even terrorism. I'm sure that's on the radar, right? Because, I mean, in non-Olympic years, is this the one event that people travel to the most? I mean, I know it is in the sports world.
I mean, I would assume it's
between all the journalists covering it, the celebrities going there, sponsors, fans.
Is it bigger than Coachella?
Maybe not. Like I said, this might just be sports in the sports world.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of other things that are, you know, like the Macy's Parade. Obviously, that's a big thing. Times Square on New Year's, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
These marathons. So I don't know. There's different things. The Oscars.
The Georgia senator called it the biggest tourist event of the year. That's what he called it. But of course he is going to talk about Georgia, but says it could put the airport out of business, could have cost Atlanta and the state hundreds of millions of dollars. And of course, yeah, the security concerns have to be there too, right? I mean, that being such an important airport, the biggest in the country, according to Cody McClure.
The busiest.
It's just something to keep an eye on.
I don't know if it's the biggest or just the busiest. I think it's the busiest. Yeah. The most foot traffic, I believe, is the way they defined it in a given year. Even more so than LAX or, you know, LaGuardia or whatever, JFK.
And, I mean, outside of the security concerns and the fact that most of these workers, I mean, if you are an airline worker and you want leverage, if you work for Atlanta, like, hey, Super Bowl week, nah, we're done. We're good.
So these people are going to work right now?
They're being made to go to, like, that's happening to, like, government workers across the country. They're having to work without money.
They're
not getting paid.
How do you make them do that? I mean, you just tell them if you don't, you're not going to have your job?
Basically.
God.
And I'm sure that there's probably something in their contract that gives them a heads up of like, hey, if the government ever shuts down, you don't get paid.
I mean, these people are struggling.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this hits local too, you know, like our park rangers and people who in the Smokies.
I would imagine the Smokies are a disaster right now.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been over there, but I would assume there's probably some stories on Knox News or something like that, you know, trash on the roads and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen pictures of other like national parks where no one's been working them, and there's one like tree park that grows like this, like where a really like old tree grows, like a rare tree, and with no rangers there, like people are going like cutting down the trees to either like clear pathways to like go four-wheeling, or I don't assume they were taking the trees with them, but they were cutting really old trees down, basically. They were like, hey, we want to go four-wheeling out on this national park.
That's delightful. And, well, we did have the story about the Bears, you know. The Bears are breaking into the trash bins.
Cody Parkey missing that field goal. Yeah, we've talked about it many times.
No. The Bears in the Smokies, they're breaking into the trash cans and getting the human food and, you know, because nobody can keep the Bears out of the trash cans. All kinds of problems.
Flying out of Atlanta after the Super Bowl is going to be awful. They said they already have, like, huge backups of, you know, through security. Because like I would say that a good portion of people aren't coming to work, and the ones who are understaffed.
I mean, has anyone checked on Yellowstone? That's got to be just like a free range party, like a big hot tub right now. People just shooting up through the air and coming back down and dying.
Just dead bodies all in Yellowstone Park right now. Yeah. Does no one care?
Yeah, the Grand Canyon. Has anyone checked on it? What's going on with the Grand Canyon?
It's a good question.
Has it filled up because of this government shutdown?
Yeah.
Is it just not there? Has the hole been filled with dirt? Do you have people going out to Arizona just filling the Grand Canyon so that it's not there anymore?
That would be a disgrace if all of a sudden the Grand Canyon was just a road.
They just fill it with dirt until it's full?
All of a sudden you could just walk across the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what's going on. Without the government workers there, I mean, who knows?
Seems like no one's really cared about those facts, but we'll see if football gets the job done.
Yeah.
Maybe the Super Bowl will be the thing that gets the country back working.
Something's got to bring us together.
Chiefs Saints, man. Chiefs Saints. That's going to be the answer.
Patriots Saints.
Chiefs Saints bringing us together.
Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
So rate the story now that you've heard.
I like the story now. That's a 10. That's a good story.
Wow, a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
That seems a little extreme.
9.2 out of 10.
I would have gone like an 8.5. Like
that's
I do
a good
think,
story.
I do think it's pretty relevant, and you just happen to be talking about airports, and that was something I was reading about earlier.
Apparently it was a woman that took the gun through the security.
Oh, really?
That's what some guy said.
That's even worse for her because, like I said, they need babies. They need babies over there.
Oh, no.
She is now going to have to pay her debt to Japan by producing 4 babies before leaving. 1 in 3. 1 in 3, Cody. Keep that number in your mind. 1 in 3 Japanese people are over the age of 65. I mean, it's the problem's here. It's on the doorstep. 1 in 3.
28. Keep that number in your mind. 28.
What's that?
Tom Brady's playoff wins.
What does that have to do with anything?
Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
3 road wins. That's it. 3 of them on the road.
It's fine. Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. Has Andy Reid ever beaten Tom Brady in the playoffs? I don't think so.
No, he hasn't.
I don't think he has.
Mm-mm. He hasn't. Has Bill Belichick ever beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs?
No, but I mean, Patrick Mahomes is
no,
a rookie.
Just the answer was no.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes just got in the league.
The answer was no. I don't need
theoretically. Theoretically, the answer is no.
No, theoretically, literally.
Hypothetically.
Literally.
No.
Literally, the answer is no. Bill Belichick has never beaten Patrick Mahomes at Kansas City either.
Are we worried for Tom Brady's safety? Because he is going to Atlanta for that Super Bowl.
I mean, he'll probably be there watching. I'm sure they'll do something with the final Super Bowl MVPs there. So he'll probably have a ticket or an invite there. I don't know if he'll go, but
I mean, tying it back to your story with the security concerns and things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Which I don't think Tom Brady's flying Delta into there, but, you know, could be cause for concern.
Benley, you got your this or that topics ready? Thumbs up for Benley. What are they? Did you actually have them ready or no?
I just had to pull them up on my phone, It was having trouble opening up. It's a whole thing. HBO or Netflix? We can go Hulu or Netflix.
Oh, HBO and Netflix is good.
Better time to go to the beach, summer or winter?
Wait, what?
Okay.
Better time to go to the beach, summer or winter?
I like that one.
What the hell is arguing winter? Okay, I got dibs on summer.
I think that's a great topic.
I got dibs on summer.
I can't tell if Cody's just buttering me up because I don't know if I like that either, but we'll go with it. And then the baggy shorts in basketball or the old short shorts?
You got an alternate for that one chance?
I can look in the break. We've got plenty of suggestions.
All right. Maybe get an alternate to the shorts one. If not, I like the other two. We'll play this or that next.
Come on. You guys ready to embrace debate?
Yes.
This or that?
Let's embrace debate. Okay. Happens to the best of us, buddy. Don't worry.
I just folded right there. I'm so sorry.
You guys.
You guys just want to talk on the air?
Yeah.
Let's talk about things.
Let's kick things off with HBO versus Netflix.
I am an HBO man. Big HBO man.
Oh, yeah. Since when?
Well, since about a month ago. I don't know. I told you just yesterday. Funny you should bring this up, Ben. I told you just yesterday I'm kind of getting tired of paying for Netflix. They keep taking the $12 out of my account every month, and I'm not even watching it right now because HBO is so good. It's so good. Game of Thrones, True Detective, Entourage. The movies are impressive.
Entourage.
The movies are getting better. And guess what? Netflix raising their prices. HBO has not raised their prices.
As they raise their prices, please keep in mind that they are still cheaper than HBO.
They're raising their prices. HBO is not.
But even as they raise their price, they are still cheaper than HBO. Let's just make that clear. HBO is $15.99. Even at Netflix's new HD price, it comes in at $14. So let's get that in the open as you talk about raising the price. Still cheaper. I think that's important. Look, I love HBO. I'm not here to put down HBO, but I will say that the problem with HBO is that it only has HBO's products. Netflix, however, has other products. You want to see that new Marvel superhero movie that came out? Guess who has it? It ain't HBO. It's Netflix.
Guess who has The Sopranos?
They do have The Sopranos.
Westworld.
Uh-huh.
Which is one of the biggest shows on television right now.
Actually, not anymore. People realize that Westworld sucked after season one. Season one good, season two
Ballers.
Sucks.
Ballers. Curb Your Enthusiasm. The Wire. Maybe the greatest show. I believe you once said The Wire was maybe the greatest show of all time.
It might be.
It was on HBO.
It might be.
Veep. It's funny. Good comedy.
Veep. It's funny.
Every streaming service needs a good comedy, and they have one there.
Again, not here to put down HBO. Netflix has more variety. Netflix has movies. They have stand-up specials. They have
get stand-up specials on YouTube.
And they've really got into what?
You get your stand-up specials on YouTube. Every stand-up special that's ever been done is on YouTube. Netflix's biggest original movie right now is Bird Box. And you said for yourself that was overrated. It was mediocre. It was like what'd you give it, a 5 out of 10? And that is their best original programming right now.
As that may be true, I like Netflix's TV shows. They have their original TV shows, their documentaries. We enjoy those. We enjoy the documentaries.
Okay, I like their documentary, sure. Ozark is good. What's a Netflix original TV series besides Ozark that's really good?
I just told you, I like Friends from College.
But, okay, so Friends from College and Ozark.
No,
those
I'm
are not
done.
Quite on the level of Game of Thrones, the greatest show of all time, and The Sopranos,
okay,
maybe the greatest show of all time.
Outside of Game of Thrones, let's take Game of Thrones off the board.
How about True Detective Season 1? You've been doing a podcast series on True Detective because you like it
so much.
You have not done that for anything on Netflix.
You interrupt me on this.
I just want to point out you have done no podcasts on anything on Netflix, but you have done it on True Detective because it was so good.
And Season 1 was 5 years ago.
Okay. Still a great show.
Of the last 2 or 3 years, what has been more culturally relevant outside of Game of Thrones on HBO than Ozarks, Bird Box, and Stranger Things?
What has been more culturally relevant?
Yes. What has captivated...
True Detective?
Not season 2 or 3. No siree.
Granted, Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, you're not going to top that.
I said in the last 3 years.
Westworld. People love Westworld.
No, they don't. Westworld does not have
that juice.
People
love Big Little Lies. People love Ballers.
I like Big Little Lies. It does not. Ballers is fine.
You can't base it on the relevance of something.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, but you just set Game of Thrones aside.
It's good. It's number one, sure. Outside of that, they haven't really had anything that's captivated an audience in the last 3 years.
But the thing is,
to quote John Cena, their time is up. Netflix's time is now.
But the thing is, it's the best. You could combine Ozark, Stranger Things, you combine all those into one, they don't equal Game of Thrones.
That's the thing about Netflix, Cody, is they don't have to just have their own shows. You know what else they have? Other shows. Office.
You can
Parks
combine
and Rec,
everything on
Breaking
Netflix.
Breaking Bad was on there for a while. There's all kinds. Sons of Anarchy was on there for a while. You get everything.
Now they're gone.
You don't just get HBO's products. You get all the products.
Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. Sorry. I didn't mean to hit your mic.
When's the last time you watched Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel?
All the time.
Be honest.
All the time.
Name a story.
I watch stories all the time.
When's the last time?
The Lance Armstrong story just the other day. Look, here's the thing.
The Lance Armstrong story
you combine
just the other day.
Yeah, it was a great story. You combine everything on Netflix, you don't get Game of Thrones. What TV premiere? People are counting down the days to April for the final season.
Listen to this guy. Watches Game of Thrones for a month and a half, and now he's just a big expert.
I'm not saying I'm a big expert. I'm saying I recognize that it's bigger than anything Netflix has.
Before you watched Game of Thrones, tell me when you were streaming HBO because you just signed up for it.
You don't know that.
I could have had
HBO for a long time. How about Sex and the City?
You and Ben Lee had a conversation of, well, yeah, I just signed up for a 7-day free trial.
How about
and now I'm gonna
Sex
keep it.
In the City?
How about you find something from 2015 and on?
Ben, do you have an HBO login?
I do not.
Would you like one?
I'll
give you Netflix, too.
Keep it in mind.
You got both.
I got Hulu, too.
That's boys, both your arguments were fairly good on this one, but I think I got to give the point to John, as he just exposed you as a fraud.
A fraud? How?
I love HBO. I've only had it for a week.
You two have no proof how long I've had HBO.
We remember the conversation.
Netflix sucks. I'm canceling Netflix because of this
conversation. Cancel it right now.
I will.
I'll cancel it right now.
If Ben reverses the point, I'll go cancel it right now.
No, that's not how this works.
I'll do it. I'll cancel it.
So points already in. Points already in.
Don't tempt me with a good time. I'll cancel Netflix right now.
The decision is final. Got to move on to the next one. Let's go with best time to vacation, summer or winter, or go to the beach specifically.
Go to the beach specifically? It's got to be summer. It's got to be summer. It's cold at the beach in the winter. It's still cold.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
That's really the only argument I have to have, is would you rather go be warm or would you rather go somewhere that you that's supposed to be warm and you're still cold?
It's 78 degrees in Miami right now.
Yeah.
That's not cold.
It's not warm enough to be next to water in that wind.
It's fine. The wind. We don't know what the wind is. The wind is only.
When have you ever been to the beach and it's not windy?
The wind is blowing 5 miles per hour right now in Miami.
That is a steady wind.
That is not a steady wind.
That's a steady wind.
That's just a bit stronger than a breeze.
And that's not even taking account actual South Beach. That's just Miami. I'm talking about on the beach.
Let's look at South Beach.
On the beach. They don't even have a weather.
It's going to be even warmer.
This is pretty simple to me. If I want to go to water, I want to be warm.
Okay. Oh, 77 South Beach. I'm sorry.
That's not warm enough to be in the water. You know what it is at Panama City Beach right now? 59 degrees.
Who goes there?
People in the South.
Well, how about Key West? It's going to be 79 there tomorrow.
What about today?
Let's look at San Diego
Beach. What is it today?
Let's look at San Diego Beach.
Still going to be chilly.
It's not chilly. San Diego's...
What is it?
71 on Saturday.
That great beach weather.
71 on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's 61 right now.
Great weather. Let me tell you what it is at Myrtle
Beach. That's comfortable weather. It's not cold.
You know what it is right now at Myrtle Beach? 50 degrees. If you're going to the beach right now in the winter, you're a weirdo. There's no benefit to going. It's colder there than it is outside.
All right. For reference, I think by beach... We're assuming warm beach. I think we're assuming like you're going to the Keys or probably the Keys, right? That's
the Keys.
Let's see what the beach at Cancun is right now for you know, argument's sake.
You're just going to keep going until you find something that's warm enough to get into? It's 77 degrees in Cancun.
Is it?
Still not warm enough.
It can range about 80 degrees this time of the year.
You're better off going up into Gatlinburg and finding an indoor pool and getting in it.
Well, okay, here's the argument.
There's not one.
In the summer.
There's not one.
There is two. These temperatures, while you say cold, and granted, Myrtle Beach, 50, a little cool. But most of the temperatures for most of the beaches people go to are at least comfortable. They're not cold. They're comfortable. It's not getting into the water of the ocean that makes the beach great.
Oh, it's just a lot of times getting stuck to you?
Well, no, a lot of times it's just laying out. Getting you a little tan, looking out over the ocean, seeing the boats rolling in, seeing the dolphins and the whales. And
what beaches have you been to where you see whales and dolphins just hanging out together?
Pismo Beach in California. Well, not dolphins, but there's whales out there or elephant seals. It depends on if you're the West Coast or East Coast. Regardless, a lot of people go to the beach for the scenery and the environment, and you have great restaurants on the beach, and you have great seafood bars and, you know, Margaritaville, whatever you're into. It's not, you're not necessarily running out from your resort into the ocean.
Please keep in mind last week during this or that when we were debating Gatlinburg versus Pigeon Forge, he besmirched the name of Margaritaville, said it was a disaster and a terrible place, and if you go there, you're a loser. So
check the tape.
Please make a note of this.
Okay, maybe not Margaritaville, but resort-type places like that. What does it matter that it's not 95 degrees? Do you like to swim in the ocean?
I do.
All right. Well, you can get
by the pool at the beach.
You know, 100% of people that are bitten by sharks, you know where it happens? In the ocean.
That's not true. 100%. That's not true. There are freshwater lakes that sharks bite people in too.
99.999%. 99.999%.
People have been bit at
aquariums.
No,
they're not. Come on, you're making that up.
Sharks
are
making that up. Aquariums
people don't get in the aquarium boxes. If you do, that's your own fault. Point is, things can happen. The waves hit you. The salt water hits you in the mouth. The jellyfish sting you. Like, going to the beach is not about jumping into the ocean. So if it's 75 versus 95, I don't think it really matters.
We all like the cold, dreary, cloudy days at the beach, right?
It's not cold and dreary.
That's what you want.
It's not cold and dreary. Let me ask you this: would you rather be by a beach when it's cold, or just here? You know.
Here. I'd rather save my trip for when it's warmer.
Donovan disagrees. Donovan tweets in.
I'm using this as a point.
Donovan says his vacation.
Gerrymandering.
Donovan says his vacation days don't come until the end of the year.
Is this a handicap match?
Like, no, listen, listen.
Never seen resources be pulled in. I'm kind of wondering where this is going
to
go.
Donovan says his vacation days don't come until the end of the year. Some people can't take their vacations until the winter. And so, like, basically, Florida is the only place that has 75 degrees and beach and weather, so he goes there in the winter. Some people can't take their vacations in the summer. For some people, summer is the busy season.
So are we led to believe, if his days only come in at the end of the year, that he vacations from the 22nd of December through New Year's? Because that's the only time at the end of the year winter's here.
Well, what?
Otherwise, it's Donovan, at the beginning of the year. Like, he's taking it now because it's January. It's the beginning of the year. Like, so
Donovan should have to vacation in the mountains just because that's when his days come.
No, but
he should be able to go to the beach and enjoy himself.
One person only getting to take a trip at the end of the year doesn't mean that means it's better to go. I feel bad for him, but the good news is he'll get a discount because not a lot of people want to go to the beach in the winter.
How about this? If we consider this, not as many people on the beach in the winter, so you don't have to deal with as many tourists. And guess what else? Hey, Ben, big point here. Hurricanes don't hit beaches in the winter. Hurricane season is July and August. So
that's a good point.
Let me counter with this, and let's think about.
And John also brought up the discounted rooms, discounted stays down on the beach during the winter.
That's a good point too.
Let me.
Cheaper, less people, less hurricanes.
Let me ask you this: how many babes in bikinis are there going to be at the beach in the winter?
I love the babes at the bikinis.
How many of them are going to be there in the winter?
What if you're married? I mean,
you might want to look at babes in bikinis even more.
I mean, not everybody's going.
Maybe you
want to
see your babe in a bikini.
Not everybody's going to the beach just to see babes in bikinis.
Yeah, they're just going to walk in the sand and not be able to get in the ocean and rinse it off.
Who cares about babes in bikinis? It's not the 70s anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's not the 70s anymore.
What does that even mean? What happened in the 70s? Like, what does that mean?
I don't want to say it. I'm just, if you got to get your, you know, when you just Pornhub, you know.
Okay.
Just saying, you know.
It's dreary here right now, so I'd rather be at the beach. I'm going to go with Cody on this one.
It's not the beach versus here. It's not the argument.
I agree with Ben. It's
better to be at the beach
check
right
the
now.
Weather. It's cloudy at the beach.
It's 78 degrees. It's almost 80. It's warm. I'd love to be laying out on the beach right now.
No hurricanes either.
Cody, the first point, because you're relying on him to beat me in the second, in the second argument so that you get the tiebreaker, and he can't do it. Now you're just having to look stupid.
I beat you last week. I beat you many weeks.
Electricity versus running water.
Running water is more important than electricity, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Electricity is nice, and I appreciate Thomas Edison for bringing us the light bulb, even though it was actually someone else, I think, who invented it, and he just kind of stole it.
I think it was his students, right? Didn't he steal it from his students?
Yeah.
Probably. It's nice to have lights, but running water.
That was one of the originations of that.
It's great to have lights. And look, we couldn't even be doing this show if it weren't for electricity.
That's right. We couldn't.
But when it comes to survival, which is the number one point of life, the key to living, water is a necessity. Lights are not. Because you can light candles and you can have a fire. You don't have to have light bulbs.
Can I ask this question? You've interrupted me many times today, Senator. Please be quiet.
Gerrymandering.
And what part of this is it just water versus electricity? Mistake. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's running water, correct?
Yes, running water.
What else is?
We don't need running water.
Well, what else is running from the faucet?
We don't need running water. You can get water from a pond and boil it. You ever watch Survivor? They take water from the ocean.
Oh, that's convenient.
And just put it on a fire and boil it, and there you go. Bada boom, bada bing. You got water to drink. You don't need running water out of
your... You live in downtown. Imagine not having running water.
Imagine
not having electricity. You gotta hop, skip down to the river and get you a bucket full of water.
Imagine not having electricity. I could survive off bottled water, buddy. I could take showers with bottled water. I could brush my teeth with bottled water.
Talk to those people in California right now who have their water shortage. Talk to the people in Flint, Michigan. See what they tell you.
Their problem is that they don't have running water. They have poisoned water. That's gerrymandering at its finest. You are making a completely different point there.
Think about the inconveniences of not having running water.
Think about not having heat. Think about not having air condition.
Have you ever heard of a fire?
Think of not being able to charge your
phone. You ever heard of a fire?
Think about not being able to charge your phone.
That wasn't a problem in 1968, was it?
You're going to build your fire inside your house?
Oh, I can't charge my phone.
I'm going to build a fire inside of my house. Yeah, that makes a lot of
sense.
Oh,
you ever heard of a fireplace? Have you heard of a fireplace?
Yeah, because your apartment has a fireplace, right?
My old one did.
Your new one does it. Fireplaces aren't in every house, buddy.
I can turn on an oven that's not electric.
Not without electricity, you
can't. Yes, you can. They make ovens that aren't electric.
Where at?
They make them.
Where they at?
I don't have one. I'm saying they make them.
But where they at? Where they at, though?
No running water. Do you know how inconvenient it would be to take a shower to have drinking water?
The troops do it all the time.
The troops do it all the time because the troops are brave, and the troops have to, and the troops are defending us.
Yeah.
They have to, and they have to fight through struggles, and God bless the troops. It doesn't mean average Joe, like you and me, should have to not have running water. Without electricity, the only thing you suffer is no lights in the dark. Everything else is fine. How do you think people lived in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 90s?
Let me ask you, what do we need running water for, in your opinion?
Showering, cooking, okay. Cooking, drinking.
Cooking. Where does running water come into cooking?
You never used water while cooking?
Yeah. Can you not use a bottle of water for that?
Yeah, so you're just gonna go out and buy bottled water every day?
If I had to, that's what they do.
And you're just gonna use that to shower every day.
If I had to.
Well, you don't have to because you can choose running water over electricity.
But you're acting like we can't survive without running water. We'll be fine. It's much more of an inconvenience not to have electricity.
I'm just saying.
You can't communicate. You gotta go back to seeing people face to face. You just made a case of how great it was to be at the beach because no one else is there. You wanna go talk to people face to face now to communicate? You can't email them anymore.
What is your body 75% of?
Water.
Not electricity.
That's right. That has nothing to do with this.
That has a little something to do with
this. This isn't about water versus electricity.
Can you tell us what?
This is about running water versus electricity.
Have you seen iRobot? Because they're 75% electricity. I don't know about you guys. I prefer the human race. Ben, imagine showering. You go, you get in the bathroom for your biweekly shower, okay? And you're getting ready to wash your body off, and guess what? The shower won't turn on, and you're just covered in soap. What do you do?
Who the hell puts their soap on before turning the water on?
What am I doing with soap on before the water's in me?
For the sake of the argument. All right, brushing your teeth without running water. How do you do it?
Bottle of water.
You know how much money you would spend on bottled water?
Have you ever gone camping?
Yeah, and I've never had a pleasant experience because I didn't have running water.
You just take a little bit of water, sprinkle it on your toothbrush. Has the water never gone on at your house? Like, do you just like freak out?
Nope.
All of a sudden, your life is over?
No, but when the electricity goes out, I just light a candle, and what do you know? There's light.
And then you sit there and wait for it to come back on.
I mean, what would you do if, like, electricity was stolen?
What?
I don't know what you do without running water.
You get bottled water. You go to the creek.
I don't know. It seems inconvenient. It seems inconvenient.
Okay.
Cody, I was really rooting for you, but you just kind of sat down at the end. I just have to get the point to John.
Yeah, I ran out of steam. I couldn't think of anything else to use running water for.
Whenever like the internet goes out these days, you kind of just have to sit there with your arms crossed, like not really knowing what to do, let alone electricity.
I mean, besides...
You can pretty much make anything work with bottled water.
Besides showering and cooking, I don't really know what you need it for. It was a tough one.
Could have gone with, like, irrigation. Like,
have you never had to pour a bottle of water over your head to wash the shampoo out?
How do you water your flowers? That's a good point. How do you water your flowers with...
It's too late. It's too late.
Yeah, you've already lost.
You're going to use a lot of bottled water on those flowers.
Love bottled water.
I just ran out of steam. I don't know. It's hard to defend running water.
There's a joke there of steam and water, but I can't make it right now because I'm on a high of victory.
I mean, the point is I should have won the second point and the first point, but Ben had to keep it even because, you know, that's how the game goes. And
should have been
and I should have been a
3-0.
I was unlucky today. I was unlucky today because I got the last one, and the last one, you know, I got a bad draw on it. So,
well, you didn't really draw. You said you wanted water.
Should have been 2-0 for sure. Should have ended at 2.
It's a good time to get a phone call. Not one.
Well, it's been, and here it is again, it's been ringing off the hook, like they don't know that we're playing this or that.
What a weird part again. We went too long with this or that. We're trying to get to the end of the hour.
A friend tweets in sanitation. What's the name? Sanitation. Running water is helpful in flushing the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wish I could have thought of that on the spot.
Yeah.
Just, ran right out of steam. Ben, I'd like to add sanitation to my argument.
T-Carp called in saying, what about sewage? How are you going to take a dump?
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's the point I was just making. You got to flush your poops.
On the farm, I would just put it in a bucket.
Well, that's not disgusting at all.
Did you not have running water on the farm?
Well, I mean, no. Like, when you're out working on the farm?
Oh.
When you're out working on the farm, no.
You're just not going to go back to the house, huh?
Yeah, sometimes you find yourselves out in the field working cattle or out in the field way away.
Why wouldn't you just go back to the house?
Because some of our land is a long ways away from the house. Like, we got land all over the place.
So you just dump in a bucket? Like an animal?
I take a bucket and I scoop some creek water in it, and then right there, you just, to flush, you just turn the bucket over and the water comes out and boom.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Too graphic?
So Ben, imagine not flushing the toilet.
That's called problem solving is what that's called.
Imagine not having running water to flush the toilet.
That's true grit and grind out there.
This is when we need something to really easily go to talk about something else. We need a list of topics ready to go.
I mean, we still need to have people settle up on bets.
We're not going back to the bet board.
At any point we run out of time, we can always just start slapping the crap out of each other.
We're not going back to the bet board.
Just slapping the hell out of each other for the bets.
Do you still wish that Will Wade was our coach instead of Rick Barnes?
No.
What about Justin Fuente?
No. But Will Wade is doing pretty good at LSU right now.
He's doing okay.
Do I have to actually keep my name as Benny Himes until next Tuesday?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, here's the real question.
Unless you switch this or that.
Now, you scoff at me now. You scoff at me now. What? Let's revisit this if Rick Barnes retires the next 4 or 5 years and you're stuck with Desmond Oliver or Rob Lanier.
Rick Barnes will never retire.
Oliver's gone, right? Lanier.
Rick Barnes is going to coach well into his 90s. He will not retire.
Could have had 15, 20, 30 years of Will Wade. That's all I was saying.
Rick Barnes seems awfully healthy for his age.
He does.
I imagine he'll live to be 92, 93.
He's very spry.
Yes, he is.
Very spry.
Barnes has got another good 30 years ahead.
He might coach for another 10 years.
30.
Maybe.
Keston tweets in, we should have done Penny Hardaway or a dog of bag poop. Or a bag of dog poop. Wow. I'm just having a bad day.
Did you say a dog of bag poop?
Yes. I'm just having a bad, bad day today.
Yeah, this has been an awful day for you, Ben.
Very bad.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm folding.
The only thing you've done so far is judge this or that correctly.
Horrible
judgment. Hour two in the books, hour three on deck.